Hi, I'm Kevin Kelly, and welcome back to The Buzz Bubble, where we pick the brains of great minds in advertising. This week, we get into two heads at the Martin Agency, CEO Mike Hughes and creative director Andy Azzullo. We traveled to Richmond, Virginia, where we got a tour of the expansive Martin Agency compound. Voted 2009's Agency of the Year by Adweek, and once mainly famous for its powerful print advertising, the Martin Agency is now a force in all media, traditional and new, with a particular strength in bringing not-so-everyday thinking to the brands they work with. You've seen their work with huge brands like Walmart, NASCAR, and the insanely brilliant Geico, Gecko, and Caveman campaigns, not to mention the idea of putting the creative director on screen for their intelligent and engaging UPS spots. We're fortunate enough to really get to know the agency from two minds, foundationally from Mike, the patriarch, who grew up at the agency, and Andy, the young gun, who landed here after stopping in at a few other top agencies. It was truly an enjoyable and informative journey with them both. Join me as we climb into the buzz bubble and examine the brains of Mike Hughes and Andy Azzullo right now. So Andy, yeah. Thanks for making some time and climbing into the buzz bubble with me. We're going to switch it up a little, and we're going to jump into the buzz round in the beginning, maybe to...
Oh,
not
Lord.
That you need loosening up.
Oh, God.
Just because I wanted to switch things up a little.
Okay.
And
you can always edit it and put it in the back end later.
That's true. I guess I could.
So nobody will know you did this to me up front.
That's right.
What you don't know is I crucified him right at the beginning.
Yeah, right? Oh, man.
Why is he sweating on the first question? You guys don't know. He totally grilled me for half an hour before he got to the first question.
Yeah, they're starting with the shoes?
They float. You know, there is a story about the shoes. I used to work with a guy named Michel Edens in McCann, and he was from wherever they wear those shoes in Dutchland.
And, okay.
And he went over and he brought some over and for all of us, and it was a really nice, sweet thing to do. And he's such a great soul. And of course, then we immediately thought, well, how can I misuse the shoe? So we invented the wine clog. And
okay.
So if you were to take one of these, you'll see that they're actually stained with wine. And we pour an entire bottle of wine into the clog and then dare the junior art directors to try to drink the entire thing within 5 minutes. He was really committed, and 5 minutes had come and gone. And he still hadn't finished his wine clog yet. And so we're like, well, we'll give you more. And, you know, it's all money, right? So it's like, okay, it was $50. And they're like, okay, well, we'll make it $30. I'll give you 2 more minutes. And then we're starting selling him time. You know, it's like, so it's down to, I'll give you 10 minutes, but you only get $10 now if you finish it. And so he did it, and then immediately just, you know, spewed all over the place. And
this is basically how all the creative ideas come out of a can.
Yeah. Exactly. No. But you know, McCann was a kind of interesting place because it was driven by bets. So every production, everything, we just had food bets. So yeah, wine clogs.
Very nice. We're going to jump into the buzz round.
Yes.
And some short answers to quick questions or long answers to short questions, whichever you'd prefer. Who are your favorite fictional or non-fictional heroes?
Well, you'd think it'd be Po for Kung Fu Panda, but I actually like Oogway, the turtle.
Yeah, any awesome. Rationale behind it.
His lifestyle and his philosophy is awesome.
That is wise. What's your principal defect?
According to my wife, it's my short attention span.
What were we saying?
What? What?
What? Oh, right.
Oh, look, a wine clog.
Who would you like to see next on a new dollar bill?
Besides you, dollar bill is not worth a lot these days, so probably
yeah, it
someone
be like
I don't
a,
like.
You can make up the number, too, like a new $65 bill would have.
Yeah, I think Obama is a shoe-in, so yeah. I'd love to see him on something, but more than the one.
What profession other than advertising would you like to do, or did you ever consider?
Oh, I considered a lot. This is the fallback. Well, it's certainly not acting, as you witnessed. I do like guitar and music. I love writing, so I think it'd have to be something in either music or in writing stories or kids' books or stuff like that.
Not to digress too much, but it was a question I had, and I don't think I have it on here. Did you come from more the art direction side or the writing side as you're growing up in this business? Which side? Because I find it
was
very interesting to see where creative directors came from.
Yeah, I was definitely the art direction side. Okay. I mean, I loved art and I loved drawing and painting. I was never really good at it, and I'm still not good at it, but it's the one thing my parents always encouraged me. They said, you know, if you really like drawing, just keep drawing, and then the professional will find you. And they told me that even like when I was in high school and even earlier, they just really encouraged it. And none of us knew what advertising was, and I never knew that that's how I'd end up utilizing it.
Using it.
But yeah.
Ginger or Marianne?
What about Gilligan? No.
That would be a great story.
That would be a story, wouldn't it? Oof. Marianne. Yeah. To answer your question, absolutely Marianne.
If you were reincarnated as some other plant or animal, what would it be? Well, that's very Barbara Walters. I can't believe I just asked that. But what the hell? Let's see what happens.
Medicinal pod plant, maybe? Okay. Then that'd be useful and help somebody out.
Help somebody.
And it'd be legal.
Yeah, right. Which is nice.
Yeah.
Do you have a personal motto?
Yeah. I really should have read these first, shouldn't I?
No, that's
the point. I do. I have a lot. One of them is... step one, find button. Step two, press repeatedly. And I follow that one a lot.
You ride a lot of elevators? And
I think I, find what works and try it again. We'll find what bugs and push there. We're just, you know.
Okay, I like that. Any interest in an iPad? You're a Mac guy.
Oh, yeah, I've been a Mac guy since the Lisa, before I was even a Mac. So, yeah, it's one of those things that you don't need it until you hold it, and then you're like,
I did that last weekend.
How did life exist before this thing? I was up in New York looking at portfolios, student portfolios, and they're all on the iPads. They all have this little card holder they probably get for 65 cents at Office Depot. They put it down, put their iPad down, plug in their Bose headphones, and off you go. And you're like looking at prints on the iPad, which is very ironic.
Nice.
It's useful.
I joined that club of like, because I'm kind of a gadget guy, and I'm like, I'm not getting it. I don't need it yet.
Oh. Yeah, I know. And then you think about a Kindle, and you think about the other, and you're like, what?
What? It's like, really? Not even, yeah. If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say at the pearly gates as you step up to enter?
Well, I know what I wouldn't want him to say was like, you know, at the end of the day, heaven and hell are just gated communities. I think what I'd rather have him say would probably be, come in. Well, what took you so long?
Okay. All right. So you survived that. That wasn't bad at all.
Man. Business.
Yeah, let's get onto this business of things that we do. First, I'd love to cover a little brief roadmap of what brought you here, and I know you made some stops at Goodby and Fallon and McCann, and you know, how important was that journey to putting you here at Martin today?
It was very instrumental, because it tells you that I tend to chase the job, not the city. In fact, my first job, it was at Leffler Ketchum Mountjoy in North Carolina, and that was because Jim Mountjoy hired me out of ad school and was my mentor and got me in the books right away, first year out. Wow. And that was my path, was just to follow where the great work was happening and try to surround myself with it. And that's what got me to Fallon and then so forth. So I think all that was very instrumental in getting me here, because by the time I got here, you know, I very much had the mentality that an agency is an agency is an agency, and it comes down to the people within it. Right. That are going to make a little bit of a difference. So if you like who you're with, I think that's the key.
Actually, I was following your tweets one night, and you said that cool Pixel video, which actually I think is very cool. And you're like, that's really cool, especially the part that they blew up New York. the whole, we're not a New York agency, you know, to the pluses and the minus, and I'm sure it's both in some cases.
Yeah.
What's your take on being in Richmond and, you know, not being in one of the big cities?
New York is amazing. Like I was telling you, I just spent a week up there, and it's fantastic. It's a great place to visit. I just can't picture carrying my groceries home or going to Home Depot and picking up screws and nuts and how life works there. I just never got my head around that. Richmond's an interesting place to live. I mean, I left San Francisco to come here. And I'd been in San Francisco for just over 5 years, and I was just looking for the next challenge, and the Martin Agency was sitting here. And so that was definitely, you know, I came here for the Martin Agency, and that was 6 years ago. And this is a record, by the way. This is the
six
years, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, this is definitely a record. So, yeah, I think It is the agency. It is the people within the agency. The city is what's around there, and then you work your way around that. So I go to New York. I go to L.A. a lot in production. D.C. is an hour and a half away. I got the mountains, you know, really close, about an hour and a half. I got the beach. So everything's attainable. Everything's, you jump in a car or you fly somewhere and you go.
Right.
So I don't need to be constantly surrounded by the city of, like, New York. Right. As long as I dip in and dip out, I get a lot out of that.
What little bit I got so far, it's amazing. It's beautiful here. It's quiet. You know, it's kind of like a Sunday afternoon in New York. It's like
cobblestone streets. Got a little fountain out front.
Oh, that's great. Wait till you see the tour. It's beautiful.
That's it for part one of the Buzz Bubble with Andy Azzula. Tune in next week for part two.